Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We are going to be talking about the benefits of trusting God, part 5. The benefits of trusting God, part 5. We have just come off 7 days of fasting, and it's been very powerful. We've been edified, we've prayed, received a lot of spiritual empowerment, and what a blessing we have encountered in the past week. God has been gracious to us with a lot of testimonies, and we are grateful to the Lord. Praise the Lord. In 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 5. 2 Kings 18, verse 5. The scripture said, he trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. Praise the Lord. Shall we read it together, everybody? He trusted. Please read. Praise the Lord. Shall I read it one more time? One more time. One more time. One go. Praise the Lord. Scripture is talking about King Hezekiah, who was a firm believer in the Lord. He trusted God with everything that he had flowing inside of him as life. And the scriptures are very clear that he trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. This was a great servant of the Lord who will not flinch. Great servant of the Lord who trusted the Lord. If you look at verse number 3, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. This guy was a guy who did not throw away his faith. He was someone who took trusting in God as life, because trusting in God is life. And the scriptures makes us understand that because he trusted in the Lord, he became a generational icon. He became a generational icon. He said, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him, not even one. As a king, his trust in the Lord made him a generational icon, such that if you are to compare kings that came before him and after him, none, including David, when it came to the aspect of trusting in the Lord. That's something very meaningful for the Bible to say about King Hezekiah. None. I mean, this generation where a lot of people have become attention seekers, and many people are looking for clicks on the internet, which if you have is great. I believe that having a large following is very important. Everybody has to be influential, depending on what you use that influence for. But so many years ago, I said that churches should have their own bloggers. It was looking like foolishness. But today, churches are paying bloggers to work. And I feel like it's still not too late. I'm just saying it, but we still don't have it, right? But it's still not too late. Because when the move is moving, you have to move. Praise the Lord. And many people are looking for fame. They are looking for success and all of that. This guy used a channel of trusting God. And the Bible says that there was none like him among all the kings. So the channel of trusting in the Lord can elevate you to a realm where you become a generational icon, an icon of reference, a man of timber and caliber, a man that can become an exemplary figure that people can look upon and say that this is what it looks like when a man trusts God. This is what it feels like when you are looking for an illustration, a demonstration of the man who has put his trust, his confidence, a man whose heart is fixated on God. This is how it looks like. And he became a generational icon. Bigger than any president that has ever lived before. Bigger than any king that has ever lived before. So, your children, our children, should be able to come of age and point to the faith of the parents, the mother, the father, like in Timothy's house. Paul is telling Timothy that your faith is as a result of the faith of your grandma that she handed over to your mother. No wonder you have this faith. Praise the Lord. So, whether you like it or not, our lives are living epistles. And the impact we will make in this life will be dependent on our trust in the Lord. And this Hezekiah, he did great things. An iconic guy. He came and just dismantled every idol worship that was going on in the land. Brought priests from the bush who had gone into famine, brought them back. He came in at the time when the temple had been opened to an enemy to come and collect, you know, temple vessels, and priests were not taken care of. They had just stopped the worship of God. This guy came and really resetted the economy. The real reset was Hezekiah. Praise the Lord. I think it will be great for President Mahama to study Hezekiah. It will help. Boy. So, this guy had an enemy coming to attack his country. He just went to God. Spread their request before God. Said, we are not bowing. God will come in and defend us. And so it was. Sennacherib was defeated. You and I, we have, you know, an impact to make. You should become like an app. Yes, that when people tap into, they will have resources that they can praise God for. And if that will happen, the foremost thing that people should see when they encounter you is your trust in God. Because many people will come to you with their corrupted self. Many people will come to you with what they have, who they are, and what they know. But when they encounter you, they must see a man who trusts in the Lord. Who cannot be compromised, whose faith cannot be battered, shattered. A man who is stable, a man who is transgenerational. Like Abraham, God said, I know this guy. I know. God should know you for your trust in him. Praise the Lord. Devil should know you for your trust in God. He gave a testimony about Job. He said, I'm telling you that in all the East, there is no man holier than Job. Devil, you can try it and let's see if this guy will bow. And devil tried it to the core. It didn't work. Generational icon. Today, when you are looking for someone who is battered and in sorrow and cannot find themselves, Job is one of the iconic figures. When you study, it will give you inspiration to come out of your misery. It's an iconic figure. What will people remember you for? You may never make a lot of money in this life. You may never be taller than you are now. Never be slimmer than you are now. I see that LP James is working now. Praise the Lord. It's working right now. I can see it visibly. Glory be to Nady. Praise the Lord. You may never become a public CEO to a public agency or a global body or whatever. But you can always make impact with God. At the micro level, at the community level, at the national level, just because of your trust in God. When you trust God, it changes the picture. Praise the Lord. I mean, my family members that I'm privileged to be a big support system to, they will never see me as an economist. They will never see me as a mathematician, never see me as a counselor. They will always see me as a child of God, the pastor who is our family member, whom God used to do A, B, C, D. Praise the Lord. My trust in the Lord is what becomes the first marble of negotiation on the table. And the impact is coming from the, when I'm talking to my grandma, I say, oh, Papa, I'll suffer. You know, this woman that they used to cane me, oh, they say, Papa, I'll suffer. God brought you to this family. Generational. Praise the Lord. You may not speak English like a parrot, but you can become a generational icon based on your faith, your trust in the Lord, will make you surpass the expectations that human beings have for the kind of person and where you are coming from. When you see a man whose trust is in the Lord, like Daniel, you see brothers who trust in the Lord, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. When you see Deborah, you see Abigail, when you see Esther, when you see all these people in the Bible, Samson, you know, he just at the collapse level, he says, no, I still trust in the Lord to do what he said he would do, even though I mess up from the beginning, but my trust is still in the Lord. And boy, the Bible said, Samson, he killed more in his latter days than all the time when he was running on 2 feet, because he trusted in the Lord. This life will beat you to make you lose your trust in God. Circumstances, situations, experiences, it will get so close to you that you will feel like there is an alternative in, you know, replacing God with. And if you are not careful, people will introduce you to things. But if you trust in the Lord, the Bible says you shall be like Mount Zion that can never be moved. Praise the Lord. And you will become a generational icon. Imagine a president whose trust is in the Lord. Imagine a mother whose trust is in the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are not just swearing with the Bible, but you really, really believe in the Lord. I'm not a great fan of Donald Trump. He does so many things that I don't like. But, I mean, you can also not take from him that in the more recent time, maybe in the past 3 decades, no president has kicked against foolishness in humanity than Donald Trump. Like, you will sit there and say that, you lie. I cancel gayism from schools. You won't. No president dare try it in America. That this guy is bold and he can't do anything, when we remember him for that. He said, God gave birth to you. If you came out a man, it is biological. If you came out a woman, it's biological, not based on what you feel. And you can't teach children that they are nothing. Confuse them, and then when they grow, they will make a decision out of confusion. No. The sun is the sun. The moon is the moon. Some things, their definitions cannot change. So when you are trying to redefine, who has ever redefined the lungs? You don't redefine biological things. They are given. The ear has been the ear forever. The eyes have been eyes forever. There is no redefinition of any biological part. The fingers never became legs. You can't change the sex of a human being. It's given by at birth. Are you here at all? And that is why when there is biological confusion and some people come with 2 organs, there is a name for them. But you don't create it. It has to be a biological given. And no, you can't create it. If there's science inside the person is a female, it won't come out with a male organ. If it's a male, it won't come out with a female organ. And you will see that Donald Trump is an iconic figure on that score. You are bold to take God out of the schools. I am bold to introduce God back to school. Because some people are beginning to think that they have the entitlement to introduce foolishness to life. You are there. They shouldn't mention God in schools. From which place did you have the boldness to make that decision? I saw one foolish governor in Nigeria saying that somebody preaching by the roadside is making noise. Are you kidding me? We are here during politicking. You people blast everywhere. People are selling cassette. Don't they play in the market? If they are playing music, somebody cannot preach. That's an antichrist, right? And when people get power, they begin to misbehave. So you can see what Donald Trump has done. There are many things I don't agree with him. But sometimes you can see that he has a clear mind that this is how life should be. And your children should know that you trust in the Lord. Your generation should know that you trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. I can't hear you. Praise the Lord. Yeah, yeah. The school your children attend, they must know that your trust is in the Lord. When you are sitting before the doctor, after the diagnosis, you should express your trust in the Lord. That even though it looks dire, God is going to bring me out. Doctor, let's work. It's going to turn around. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Are you sure you are here? Never throw your... You become a generational... But for my trust in the Lord, somebody like me should not be standing here preaching. Because when you trust in the Lord, he elevates everything. Makes you more than you naturally are. I don't think that you... Just try preaching. By 10 minutes, you are done with everything you plan to say. It has to be God giving us utterance to continue. Sometimes I go over the time. It's God. Please tell someone that it's God. Making you bigger than you think you are. Praise the Lord. When you also trust in the Lord, he grants you long life. What does he do? He grants you long life. Psalm 55, verse 23. Knowing the benefits of things will help your pursuit. Psalm 55, 23 says that, but thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. Bloody and deceitful men will not live half of their days. That's if someone, God has determined that a person should be 70 years, and they decide that they will never trust in the Lord, the possibility that they will not be 35 is very high. But that people will live to their full years. It says that one is a function of your trust in the Lord. It makes you to defy premature death, living half of your days. Living half of your days also means that you may have long years or many years and be more functional. That you really didn't live. You spent your years wasted rather than being impactful or functional. Are we together? So, some people come into this life and God has set the bar at 10 for them. They live like 2. You are a 2 degree or 20% man. Because you never trust. Because most of the things that you would do in this life and be successful, it would have to come from God helping you. And so, trying to achieve things by your own strength is just a recipe for collapse. And so many people collapse before they enter the grave. That's when people give up. When you lack, you go to Japan, as advanced as they are, suicide rate is very high. Because why people don't trust God? When they come to their wit end, they feel like, boy, let's move on. And they kill themselves. But when a person trusts in the Lord, that person is resilient. Even in sickness, they are very resilient with that faith in God. Trust in God. They have hope that he will turn it around for them. And most of the time, it gets turned around. Praise the Lord. So when you trust in the Lord, you will have long life. Look at the people who walked with God. Abraham, long life. Methuselah, long life. Enoch walked with God. He didn't even die. Long life. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Praise the Lord. When you read Psalm 91 verse number 14, it just says that, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. 15. Please give me speed. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Say amen. He said, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. With long life, I will satisfy you when you trust in the Lord. God preserves you. Don't die like a chicken. Yeah. With long life will I satisfy him. You will have long life. I said, God will satisfy you with long life. So you see, people who trust God. This week they were celebrating the 83rd year of Pastor Adeboye or something. Yes. Trusting in God. Some people have had sicknesses like diabetes. My pastor, he's had diabetes and whatever since the age of 12 or 15. He's 67 now. Suffered 2 strokes. Recovered all of them. 4-blown strokes. So he's still preaching. He's trusted. As he swallows the medicine, he does his confirmation and affirmation. I shall not die. I will live to declare the works of the Lord. My body is not sustained by medicine. It's sustained by the power of God. Are you here at all? 67. Look at Kenneth Hagin. Derek Prince. Look at Joyce Meyer. Started from an abuse. Do you know her age? Mama grow. Yeah. Marilyn Hackey. These are people trust in God. They live long. God is the one who, look, Hezekiah, Isaiah went and told him that, get ready to die, saith the Lord. He turned to God. He said, I trust in you. I'm not ready to die. Can something be done? God said, okay, I extend 15 more years for you. That is, it is God who extends the years of people. Are you here at all? Yeah, sometimes your time is up and then God says, okay, more time. More time. It's in the hand of God alone. Devil will not give you life. In him is life. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Say long life with good life. Yes. Not living longer and praying that death will come and collect you. Because there is no good life around you. It's long life with good health, good life. It's a blessing. It's trusting in the Lord makes that a possibility. Praise the Lord. Another thing that when you trust in the Lord will happen in your life is the release of power. Praise the Lord. Everyone whose trust is in the Lord walks in power. In Psalm 17 verse 7, Psalm 17 verse 7, the scriptures say, show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Yeah, he said, show thy marvelous loving kindness. O God, who saves by your right hand, the people who put their trust. When you see the right hand of God, that phrase in scripture, most of the time is referring to the power of God. It says that God saves by his right hand. Gives power to them that trust him. There is always a release of power for God to save you. For God to work in you, move in you when you put your trust in him. I mean, there is no way that I will be anointed if my trust is not in God. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. It says, how God anointed the Lord Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, with the Holy Ghost and with power, praise the Lord, that he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. It was God who anointed. You cannot walk in power when your trust is not in God. And power is not a reserve of the clergy. In Luke chapter 10, verse number 18, 19, he said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. He said, and he said unto I, behold, Satan, fall like lightning from heaven. 19, he says that, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions, and upon all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. In Mark chapter 15, verse number 15, let's see something. Let's say, please do Mark 16. Mark 16. 16:15, very quickly, please. He said, and he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He was talking to every believer. Verse 16, he says that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. 17, quickly, please. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. Just people believing in him. In my name, they will cast out devils. Tell somebody that you are a candidate to for power when you trust in the Lord. We are coming to that time where you will not be running to pastor anyhow when things happen as an emergency in your space, because you have God inside of you. And because you trust him, you should be able to stretch forth your hands and cast out devils. Tell the devil to pack. I give unto you power. Shalagabadaha. You trust in God, there is power. And if you trust, there's no way you trust in God and not see that he has empowered you to do more than your natural self gives you. It's a knowing that comes that, like, after fasting and waiting upon him, I don't need an announcement. I know that something has happened inside. Praise the Lord. Mental power, spiritual power, physical power. Boy, is the release of power. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15 in the ESV. Isaiah 30, 15. Every believer who trusts in the Lord should be able to walk in power. Praise the Lord. In Isaiah 30, 15 in the ESV, let's read it together. One go. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest ye shall be what? Saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your what? Strength. In quietness and in trusting God, you will be strengthened. You trust God when everywhere is shaking, people are making noise. Your faith in God gives you rest. Praise the Lord. Your trust in God gives you rest. There is rest for them that believe the Lord. Hebrews chapter 4. So you have so much inner tenacity, inner power, that when people are grumbling, he says some people are not willing, but those of us who are willing and we trust in the Lord, when people are screaming, we are quiet because we know that we trust in the Lord who has power over everything. And he has given us power in the market, power in our houses, power in the ministry, power in everything. Everything. Tell somebody you are powerful. One more time, one more time. Say you are powerful, you are powerful. And tell them that to say I am powerful is not a sign of arrogance. Tell somebody. If the Lord says I give you power and you have received power, are you not powerful? When I meet things that look very big, and boy, you meet things that are really big. Thank God for your trust in God. Your trust in God makes you just rise to the occasion that nothing, anything that is not bigger than my God will not be able to destroy me, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And my trust in him puts me over. Praise the Lord. He told Moses before the Red Sea that, Charlie, tell the people to stand still. They should just stand still. Praise the Lord. And see my salvation. Power at work. When he was sending him to Egypt, the guy said, I'm a stammerer. I'm a fugitive. I can't do it. He said, let me empower you. Just trust me. Trust me that I'm the one who has sent you. And if you will continue to trust me, I will showcase my power to you. And when he got to Egypt, brutal power, because he trusted in the Lord. He knew the power of Egypt because he was raised by Pharaoh. So he knew what he was going up against. But because he had trusted in Yahweh. Are you here? He entered there and brutalized all the idols of Egypt. Scattered everywhere. Made wise men foolish. Trusting in God. There is power that flows. And you see, the higher you grow in your trust for God, the more voltage of power flows through you. That's why you are a bogus Christian if you are not listening to the word of God. That should build faith in you. Because the stronger your faith, the more power flows. You can't challenge things you don't have faith for. And if you are not knowing more of your God, his nature, his operations, the way he thinks about things, then you'll be confused by people who must be confused by your appearance. And sometimes the devil is confused about your appearance, but you are more confused about the devil. So he is able to resolve his confusion very quickly to now molest you when you are the one to molest him. I keep asking you, why is it that when you have a nightmare, you lose your mind? You lose your sleep, you lose your rest. Have you ever slept before? After a brutal nightmare. Some of you don't want to close your eyes again. One time I had a dream or a night vision. Very serious one. Terrible. Then when I woke up, inside the desk, and I was praying to wake up. So when I woke up, I just thought to myself. I didn't pray. I just thought to myself, no, this thing was not complete. God, help me to sleep again. And as I was praying, like 5 minutes, I dozed off, I slept again, dream continued. To the logical conclusion, then when I woke up, I said, hey, now I know what to pray about. What is trying to chase you is not the matter. Who is with you is the matter. And if you have trusted in the Lord, you will be bold enough that power is already on my side. Nothing should molest. Are you here at all? Romans 8:31, he said, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, shaka pahata. Know your God more than the devil trying to come up against you. Your father is stronger than the person trying to beat you. Are you here at all? And if you know the power of your father that resides in you, you will never be concerned about the bully in the society. Whose child are you? So many people don't know the capacity of their fathers. So you can be a rich man's son or daughter, and you don't have any confidence at all because you don't know the resources of your father. That's why God has been generous to us to open unto us the wealth of his riches. Who he is, what he commands, so that when we go to town, our eyes will not be envious about what people have, because we know that our father has more. Are you here at all? He's opened his department of power to us, so that when we go to town and we see people doing magic, it will not fascinate us, because we know that where we are coming from, this is the normal level. The supernatural is our normal life. Praise the Lord. Nothing thrills you. Let's look at one or two. one or two keys in trusting in the Lord. Because trusting in the Lord itself is a key. But there's a key within the key. Praise the Lord. There's a key within what? There's a key within the key. Of course, you have to be born again to be able to say, I trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. You have to be born again. You have to know the name of the Lord. The power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. For instance, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, you have to know his name. And you know, we talk about Jesus, 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 Jesus. Well, when he even comes to salvation, it is confessing Jesus. Oh, not necessarily confessing your sin. Confessing Jesus that he is your Lord and personal Savior. That's where the substitution of your sinful nature and imbibing his righteous nature, that exchange is done. You can confess your sins forever and it doesn't bring transformation. But confess, because Jesus took upon himself our sins. So you confess it. That's what Romans says. So knowing the name is so important, because in the spirit, names are more important than any other variable. She said, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. So, when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, as you walk with him, you know his name. If you pray in my name, if you pray in my name, the doors shall be opened. The impossible will happen. Praise the Lord. Just knowing the name of the Lord, being born again. 2 Corinthians 3:4. He said, we are suffering, oh, but we are not shaken because we know his name. He said, and such as trust have we through Christ to God. What? We have this trust towards the... my God. We have this trust in God because we have come to believe in Jesus Christ. You can't trust in a person you have not encountered. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Praise God. You can't trust in it. When you put your trust, when you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, then when things challenge you, when life is challenging you, you see that your faith will be elevated to deal with the situations of life. Another key that I want you to consider is choice. Trusting in the Lord is by choice. It's by what? In Ruth 2:12, very quickly please. Ruth chapter 2 verse 12 says, the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. And we know that Ruth and his sister-in-law, Orpah, is it Orpah? Ruth and Orpah, right? Yeah, they were married to Naomi's sons, and both of them lost their husbands. Naomi was in the land of the Moabite. Then Naomi decided to return back to Bethlehem, Judah. Then Ruth said, Mama, I will go with you. Naomi did everything possible to just dissuade this sister from following her. And Ruth said that, I want to go with you. I want your God to be my God. I want your people to be my people. Because even though you have lost things, I've seen that you have a God. Praise the Lord. You have lost husband. You have lost sons. But because you have God, it's not over with you yet. And I want your God to be, I want your people to be my people, your God to be my God. Where you would die, I want to die there. So this Ruth followed Naomi back to Israel, Bethlehem, Judah. And the Bible said that at a point in time, this grandma is blessing this Ruth. And he says that the Lord will recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust.
shifted from the gods of the Moabite to come to trusting in the Lord God of Israel. May this God, he said, may this God that you have made a choice to serve, may he bless you. It's a choice. If someone is serving the devil, it's a choice. If you're a Christian and you don't have trust in the Lord, it's a choice. You can be a Christian, and your trust is in other things. It's a choice. So you have to make a choice. Not to put your trust in your spouse. You will get broken heart that no psychologist or psychiatrist will be able to reset you. Oh God, have mercy on me. Tell somebody that make a choice. That's why you see, you read about the issue about trusting in the Lord, that the Bible keeps talking about trusting. It's not just a one-stop shop. Every day, you should be trusting in God. Praise the Lord. It's a daily something, and you make a choice that in whatever is confronting me on a daily basis, I will choose to trust in the Lord to help me through. Not that I have put my trust in God. Yes, that is the beginning of the matter. But you need to continue to walk with the Lord. Enoch walked with God. He continually trusted in the Lord. Some people make a deposit of trusting in the Lord, and then when they are moving forward in all their ways, they don't acknowledge him. But in every step of the way, it is a choice. It has to be part of your consciousness that I have to trust the Lord as I am moving. Praise the Lord. He said the Lord will reward you in whose under whose wing you have come to trust. Psalm 91 verse 2. It's a choice. Oh, tell somebody it's a choice. You see that something will arise and then you will throw away completely your trust in the Lord. You always have to make a choice. Difficulty in medical area of your life, but I still trust God. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. I will say of the Lord. It's a choice that I've made that, regardless of whatever is happening, I have chosen that I will put my trust in the Lord. Whatever it is, I will trust in the Lord. I have made that choice. Tell somebody that make that choice. Proverbs 22 verse 19. Tell somebody make that choice. In your ministry, in your family life, in your career and business, in your finances and health, always make a choice to trust in the Lord. Let's read Proverbs 29 verse 19 all together. Everybody, let's go. One go. That thy trust may be in the Lord. He said, I have made known to thee this day, even today, that your trust. You see, if you read, let's read from verse 17. Verse 17, please. He said, bow down thy ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. Verse 18. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips. It's a pleasant thing. If it's a conditionality. If you will make a choice to keep it within you. Praise the Lord. When you miss the choice, the trusting will not be trusting. Then it says in the verse 19, when you have made the choice, it says that thy trust may be in the Lord. Praise the Lord. That your trust may be in the Lord. It's a decision. Today you can decide. God forbid, someone can decide that I don't want to serve Jesus again. People shift from Christianity to Islam all the time. Or people take matters into their own hands. You can see that the Holy Ghost is telling you that go left. Then you just decide that no. I have seen that right to be nice. So you abandon trusting in the Lord. Because sometimes when God is leading, he leads you in ways that you don't see any meat at the outset.
You don't see the meat. And devil will show you meat, like he took Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple and showed him the glory. But I'm telling you that when you go to the foundation of where devil is in hell, there's no treasure there. And when you go to the foundation of where God dwells in light, there's so much treasure there. But if you are not careful, when you are around God, you will not see the treasure. You will see the challenge. So when he's leading you, you don't see the treasure. When Satan is leading you, he shows you the treasure. But in the end, it is not enduring treasure. It is something that will fade. But he's showing you. Hey. I know today, if they put proper gold here, that is not like refined, and they put some 3-carat fadeable metal looking sunshine, so many people who don't trust in the purity of quality gold will go for what shines. They will go for what shines. As it's glittering, I believe it's gold. But the real gold may not glitter from the beginning. But as you pass, you see, you put that bling to fire. Then it will show you it through colors. But you put that gold in high fire, God will be dancing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ask somebody, do you want product or you want process? Trusting God, yeah, it's a process that will deliver quality to you if you keep trusting in God and his processes. That's why your age should not give you a broken heart. Keep trusting God. If it is marriage, your age will not disqualify you. Anything you are hearing is noise. It's what? It's noise. If it's a job, keep trusting in God. Everything you are hearing is noise. If it's your health, keep trusting in God. Whatever you are hearing is noise. When God decides that he has come to the end of his process, he will shift the tables. And nobody can do anything about it. And when you trust God, God responds to you. Praise the Lord. I see God responding to somebody here. Give the Lord a big clap offering. And tell somebody that choose to trust God. I choose to fast. It's part of my trust in God. Sometimes you go on maybe social media, because now is a thing showing us the world. Before, the world was very close. And you see, maybe this dawn when I was praying, after praying, I went on social media. I saw one woman beating one man mercilessly. No, it's one matter. I don't know whether it's the husband they are in abroad or is the father-in-law. I don't know. Oh, Charlie. Things are happening. Remember, people share your shoe, mono. Your shoe, I saw Daniel, me and the people, I saw two of them. Because, Charlie. You know, when you see it, it can break your heart. Yesterday, I also saw a video in the evening. I think it's an Indian guy. In India, a lot of the men abuse the women. Rape them, beat them. This guy was just hitting this lady back and forth. The men in the community also came to stand there. It's like everybody is saying, stop, stop. Now, I'm being quiet in this woman. But it looks like there are cultural norms that ties people down, that when you even see some of these things, possibly you may be seen to be breaking the law for, you know, stopping a husband from beating the wife and all of that. When you see these things, if you are not careful, your heart will melt. And you may feel like, boy, but But the original promise God gave you is that you will enjoy your family, you will enjoy your marriage. And instead of becoming cacocious, you should become softer. You should become what? Softer. Softer. Meat is enjoyable when it is soft. Oh, dear, yeah, she, coat, no. Willie. Charlie, if it's not true, by the time you had Willie Pie, Charlie, hard meat, you enjoy it. You are using a lot of energy to try to. Wow. The food is meant to be enjoyed. If you are not careful, it becomes a war. You know, and you too, you won't leave the meat around the bone. It's a car. It's like they have taken my money away. And you are trying, I cry, sometimes they too sing. Oh. Tell somebody, be soft and tender. Be soft and tender. What gives you the emotional security, the emotional stability, the emotional assurance to be soft with your partner and not to be afraid is your trust in God. That He said He's giving me a suitable partner. He has given me. So I have to trust God to give me the best out of this person. Or else you will have a treasure sitting right before you. Either you are a man or you are a woman. And your insecurities and fears will never make you enjoy it, because you never trusted God. Treasure becomes trash, brother. In another way, when people divorce, and then you see this person marries, that other person marries, and then meet someone who trusts in the Lord, and just becomes tender and lovely to the person, all of a sudden, the two of them are very, very happy. I want your fear to be disrespected, your fear to be beaten down, is robbing you of the blessings of the Lord. You need to trust God that, especially those of you who prayed before you married. You prayed, God gave you a man. Are you here? Lose yourself now. Who craft formula be? Girls, you see, oh, mano sex. Every man will become a metal if they have libido with that service. Go and write it down. Some men don't think well. So many men see conjugal affair. Since you don't want me to say sex, and to look for another way to bypass this barrier as an expression of love, an expression of respect, an expression of, are you here at all? I'm saying men, you see the way the men are enjoying. Men love sex. And when they have sex, they can't be violent again. They can understand even the hardest conversation. Mrs. Ajukache, you will know this by experience. It's not you turn on the mic. Be turning in other areas. When the sex is not sexing, you are discussing things with them. They are already angry before the discussion started. Why is it an interior sin? Then you also have to understand that so many women cannot function well if you are not tender, generous, and kind towards. I'm not talking about physical provision. I'm talking about relationship. If you can't sit and talk with them. Some people cannot talk for 10 minutes. You can't hold their hand. This floor holding microphone. If she doesn't start holding human being, it don't work. If you can't be tender to the woman, can't be kind, you can't be gracious. You know, I was talking to somebody, I said that so many women will become so bad when they make a mistake and you are on it, on and on and on. Like me, I've told my wife, when something goes wrong, you say 1, 2. I'm intelligent enough to understand. Am I your son? Stop. I'm deaf. You can't keep going on and on and on. It's okay. You see that people are very fine when you just say, oh, I dear uncle, I wish blah 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 blah. But if you start, it's like I'm stupid. That's why you are. I don't understand. That's why you are on and on. Are you coming? Are you? Yeah. What is it? Say small and leave it. Do you understand? Leave it. It's too much. Hey. It's all about cancer. I'm not doing it. You just imagine your model couple. Yeah? Any couple. If you like, if you think myself and co-pastor, we are a model couple. Just imagine, Sabia, I've done something that didn't really sit well with my wife. Just imagine how long she will say it. I'm not a schoolboy now. She said, oh, da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Pim. You know, you have a whole thesis. As you are talking, you see that when conversations start in short, people are okay. But as it's going on, people check out. Do you understand? And Charlie, it becomes too much. If you're a husband, you do it. Charlie, we're trying something. I mean, we're 2 hours. Yeah. Charlie, because it's too much. If you're a man to the lady, you talk to me. Charlie, why you talk to my wife? Shut up. Hey. I was telling someone I want us to go for this couple's seminar. We'll be doing more this year. And I want us to discuss informal disrespect and dishonor of partners. One of it is what I have told you right now. Sitting your wife down and talking to her as if she's a child. Or your husband down. So when you're in a match, I mean tooth. Wow. You don't know when to stop. Hey. So small now, then we are going. Praise. No fear. I'm not afraid that if I tell my wife that, oh, this didn't go where this is going, I wish, blah, blah, blah. I'm not afraid. I know she's intelligent and godly enough to process it. Do you understand? I don't want to think for somebody. Like, I can't put my mind inside her head that and don't even try to exhibit that. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Away, thank you. Away, thank you. What do you mean? If your side chicks, you know, when they are not happy, they don't say macho. And Nicole, the last time the thing you did, and I was not happy. Oh, Jenny, sorry. How can I make it up to you? Now, who your wife, Ninti? Media chat. Sana time, eh? Ubeshe bibi yo. Ubeshe bibi ye. Shwano kasa ye. We are husband. It is all by entitlement. Once you are entitled, you lose it. People, and if you keep doing it, everyone will now go into a hard corner. I so bia assemble. Bia already say he's ready to fight. Yeah. I won't allow myself to be bullied. But most people don't come into marriage thinking that I have to fight for myself. Praise the Lord. Hey! These days, you know, to try to make my wife feel a little bit loved, I've started going on a walk with her. Yeah, try it. I may not be able to do it forever, but it is necessary for this season. Yeah, do something. Praise the Lord. And as you are going, you'll be talking. You'll be what? Some of you never talk. And you are home, we are all holding phones. Checking what is happening on the socials. And so, but when you are walking, you can't be watching phone when you are walking. You'll be talking. Praise the Lord. Has so many benefits, including helping you people to also make a conversation. Praise the Lord. If you can't do it in the morning, you can do it in the evening. Never say so. Who did it? Just take in the area now. You can be walking 1 hour, just walk by the roadside. Praise the Lord. Is there a message? It's part of trusting in the Lord now. We're building, we are talking, we are conversing. You argue small. And all of that. Sometimes the women will start a conversation. We'll say, And women cannot be, you may even think it's unintelligent, but that's them now. They are flow people. And it's intelligence for them. That's what will make them thrive. So if you're a man and your mind works too much, maybe marriage is not for you. Yeah. Because you are too technically minded. Women, they are more emotive when it comes to their relationship than intelligent. If you have been blessed, clap your hands properly.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.